National.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the December 16th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's begin with African boxing. A Congolese heavyweight recently won an international title in London, as we hear now from our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta.
Sonny, yes, Martin Bankole Ilunga from Kinshasa, Congo, picked up the WBC International Heavyweight title on the card of Anthony Joshua and Pulev. He fought Sage Kusmin, and he won by unanimous decision. The biggest win is in his professional career. Now you find Martin Bankole in the top 10 of the heavyweight division. So a couple of more fights, he'll be able to challenge for any of the belts in the heavyweight division. Happy, happy to see my brother from Congo doing his thing on the world stage. He's a big heavyweight with power and speed.
Nnamdi, I was looking at recent results online, and I came across an undefeated Cameroonian fighter, 17-0 with 16 knockouts. Tell our VOA fight fans about this African boxer.
On Saturday, all the way in Cuevaca, Mexico, a Cameroonian from Yaoundé, Christian Mbili, 2016 Olympian, he lost in the third round of the Olympics boxing, 25 years old, 17-0. He stopped Rolanda Paredes in the third round. And he has power, he can punch, and he's in the middleweight division, money division. So expect Christian Mbili from Yaoundé, Cameroon, to start making noise and banking in the middleweight division, which is a lot of superstars in that division. I think with his power and speed, Christian Mbili can do some damage.
Nnamdi, do you have the final pay-per-view numbers for the recent Tyson-Jones exhibition fight, which ended in a draw?
Yes, Sonny, as much as we want to laugh about that fight, that was this, it was that, that fight generated 1.6 million pay-per-view buys, which brought in $80 million plus, Sonny. Promoters paid Iron Mike $10 million guarantee and Roy Jones $1 million before the fight. So expect these two guys to go back on the back end and get paid. After all that is done, the promoters can walk away with a big chunk of dollars, Sonny. So we all can keep laughing, but these guys are banking.
Speaking of banking, Nnamdi, the undefeated fighter nicknamed the Money Man, Floyd Mayweather, looks like he'll be banking again in February. Break it down, Nnamdi. What's the deal with Mayweather fighting Logan Paul, brother of Jake Paul? If I remember correctly, Nnamdi, Jake Paul recently knocked out former NBA player Nate Robinson.
Sonny, you can add ATM Money Mayweather to his name, because now he's about to cash in big time. Because don't forget now, when he fought Conor McGregor, his guarantee was $100 million. And then he took home $300 million, and we all got mad, so we laughed. But check this out. February 28th, right here in Los Angeles Staples Center, Floyd Mayweather will fight a guy who's having his second pro fight in Logan Paul. These are two of the biggest stars in sports and entertainment. The Paul brothers, they have big, huge YouTube following, So they bring that to the dance, and you can't beat that. You can't quarrel with success, Sonny. What kind of money are they getting on this deal for February 28th? Floyd Mayweather guaranteed $5 million with 50% of the pay-per-view sales. Logan Paul is guaranteed $200,000 with 5% of the pay-per-view sales. Mind you, Iron Mike was 1.6 million buy. That brought in 80 million. I bet you want in, Sonny. And I remember I said it here on Sunny Side of Sports. Floyd Mayweather against Logan Paul will top 2 million pay-per-view buy. And that will bring in close to $200 million to this so-called exhibition fight. Mind you, this guy, this is going to be his second pro fight. His last fight, his first pro fight with his brother, they sold out Staples Center right here in Los Angeles. That's 17,000 people came out to see him and his brother. And that was 1.3 million pay-per-view buys. We can keep laughing, but hey, the Paul brothers, they bring eyeballs, they bring numbers. You can't say this is not something that we could just say, get mad at boxing purists. Always get mad. So why is this happening? It helps boxing. It brings people to the game. And on the card of each of these exhibition fights, you have real fights. And that helps boxing.
Finally, Namdi, what does 2021 look like for the African fighters?
Sonny, 2021 will look good. I believe we have some names that will make noise. The one I'm excited about is Game Boy Tego, Emmanuel Tego from Ghana. I expect him to fight for the world title in the lightweight division. We have Richard Comey, who will be making his comeback. Don't forget, he's former world champion. We have Isaac Dogbe, who is already back on ESPN, big platform. And he's got new trainers. He has a new team. So we expect Isaac Dogbe to make some noise. I'm really high on Christian Mbili from Yaounde, Cameroon. He's 17-0 with 16 knockouts. And he has a very good management team in Eye of the Tiger management. And he's in a very good division, money division. So I expect him to strike in 2021. All in all, and you have Martin Bankole from Kinshasa, Congo, who can also strike in the heavyweight division in 2021. And all the other young stars. Also remember, 2021 is the year of the Olympics. So maybe I'm praying to God that we have some stars rise from Tokyo 2021 and then go straight to the pro ranks instead of staying in the amateur. So, with the big fights coming and Anthony Joshua doing his thing, knocking out everybody, it's going to be a fun year. And hey, it's funny, COVID must go away for us to enjoy 2021.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta.
Sportings, greetings to you sports fans. This is John Senibo, a.k.a. the Big John, boxing analyst, boxing promoter, here at Trier in River State and former River State heavyweight boxing champion. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Keep it locked right here. Thank you.
Thank you, Big John. I know Big John and other boxing fans are hoping to see Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury fight for the undisputed world heavyweight title in 2021. Fury fought only once in 2020. On February 22nd, he dethroned American Deontay Wilder to win the WBC heavyweight crown. Now, the fight in Las Vegas was stopped midway through the seventh round after a flurry of hard-hitting punches from Fury caused Wilder's corner to throw in the towel. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2020, let's listen in again to the post-fight report from my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Tyson Fury took control of the fight late in the first round and never relinquished it. And in round 7, Wilder's corner threw in the towel. The referee stopped the fight and Tyson Fury was crowned the WBC heavyweight champion. In his post-fight news conference, Fury thanked his new coach, Devon Sugarhill Stewart, for changing his style of boxing and said the two of them were just getting started.
You know, I'm my own worst critic. And even though it was a fantastic performance and I got a great win, I know I can do better. And I've only just started me in Sugar Hill with this style. We've had 7 weeks to perfect a style that takes years at the Kronk gym in and out. But I'm a quick learner and I aim to get back to work straight away, work on my balance, work on my straight punches, and we're going to be putting people to sleep left, right and centre. Don't forget, when I came here, they said I can't punch. Deontay Wilder said himself that I've got two pillow fists. But, you know, not bad for an old fat guy who can't punch, eh? Done all right, didn't I?
Fury did do all right. He used his long reach to his advantage and continually beat Wilder to the punch. In the third round, Fury landed a right hand to Wilder's ear and sent him to the canvas. Fury dropped his American opponent again in the fifth round, and a flurry of punches in the seventh caused Wilder's corner to throw in the towel and Fury to win by a technical knockout. Afterwards, Fury told reporters that was all part of the plan.
I said what I was going to do, run across the ring to him, put him on the back foot, and unload big shots on him. And I know at 6'9" and 270 pounds, if I hit anybody and I can spark out, I've never been the type of boxer to sit down on my punches and let fly. I've always been a slick master boxer, jab, move, get out of the way of everything. We did everything that I did in the ring tonight. We practiced in the gym, setting up off the jab and landing the detonation right hand. And Deontay Wilder's a very tough guy. He took a lot of good rights. And I think they done the right thing because it was only a matter of time before he got severely hurt. He was very tired in there.
The British champion was then asked if there was any chance he would fight compatriot Anthony Joshua, who holds the WBA, IBF, WBO, and IBO heavyweight titles. But surprisingly, Fury said he has his eyes set on yet another rematch with Wilder.
The spoils of war has just happened. I need to enjoy this victory. Deontay will need time to recover from the fight, but I'm almost sure that he'll take a rematch because he's a dynamite puncher, and at any time he can take somebody out, and with that danger, then you're always in a fight. So I'm pretty sure we'll do it again. We're running back again if he wants to, but if he doesn't want to, then these are me promoters, and you know, whatever they want to do, I'm happy with. Whoever's next will get the same treatment, that's for sure. Thank you.
Many critics are saying Deontay Wilder's corner was right to throw in the towel in the seventh round. But if you ask Wilder's cornerman, that opinion is split. It was Wilder's co-trainer Mark Breland who took action to stop the fight. But lead trainer Jay Diaz and Wilder himself are not happy about it. After the fight, Diaz told reporters, "Mark threw in the towel. I didn't think he should have. Deontay is the kind of guy that's a go-out-on-his-shield kind of guy. And he will tell you straight up, don't throw the towel in." Wilder spoke about the decision while still in the ring following his loss and said, "I'm doing good. Things like this happen. The best man won tonight, but my corner threw in the towel and I was ready to go out on my shield. I had a lot of things going on heading into this fight. It is what it is, but I make no excuses tonight. I just wish my corner would have let me go out on my shield. I'm a warrior. He had a great performance, and we will be back stronger." Wilder's record now stands at 42 wins, one loss, and one draw. Tyson Fury maintains his unblemished record with 30 wins and one draw. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
In African athletics, one of Ghana's most promising female runners is hoping to compete internationally for her country after recently graduating from a university here in the United States. Joining us now from Ghana's capital, Accra, is Yao Afusu-Larbi. Sporty greetings, Yao!
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Before world prominence and popularity at youth level in athletics, Martha Bisa was a young athlete who was running her own race in relative obscurity. So when she bumped down the home straight in the 800-meter race at the World Youth Olympics for the gold medal, it sent shockwaves through many Ghanaians. A year earlier, she was still a young girl living a normal life in New Aboy, 5 kilometers from Bogoso in the Prestia Huni Valley district of the Western Region. Martha's story now is a far cry from where it began. On Monday, her graduation photos flooded the internet that had many talking. She graduated from the Norfolk State University with honors. But how has life been for her in the United States?
The life here is comfortable. I really enjoy living here because there is peace. I'm so happy being here and so peaceful.
Well, before Martha moved to the United States, a dispute with the Athletics Association resulted in a ban from competing for the country. It was a dizzying fall for the young runner, and it's still unclear exactly what she did to become an athletic pariah. But in spite of all that, Martha says she's still open to competing for Ghana.
I love Ghana. Ghana is my country. I was born in Ghana. My loved ones, my family, my friends, everybody is in Ghana. So Ghana, I'm proud to be a Ghanaian. But it will depend as time goes on. Trust me, I love running for Ghana.
Martha called on the president to fix what she says is a broken athletic structure in Ghana. The athlete says the love for her country supersedes all forms of adversity. She wants to be back running again, but wants the system fixed.
Something needs to be done in that association. Something needs to be done. And I urge the president of Ghana to do something about that. If he's watching or he's listening, President, His Excellency, Nana Akufo-Addo Dankwa, I really want him to investigate the association to know what is going on and to put things in places so that athletes can come back to Ghana again.
Bisa looks a lot different now. Very different from the young girl who made Ghana proud in many ways. Now a graduate from the university, she believes the path is clearer now to reach uncharted waters. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yao Fusulabi in Accra.
Sport greetings, everyone. This is Falilat Ogukoya, Olympic silver and bronze medalist, African record holder, ran the best quarter mile in the world, 1998. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on Voice of America.
Take your pick, watch on television, log on to the internet, or listen right here on the radio. Hello, I am Shaka Fali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
And to quote Shaka, from the deepest better part of the bottom of my heart, I want to congratulate Shaka and the Straight Talk Africa team for celebrating the show's 20th anniversary this year. During this pandemic year of 2020, there have been lots of sad and gloomy stories. In world football, one of the saddest stories occurred November 25th when Argentine superstar Diego Maradona died at the age of 60 from a heart attack. Maradona is regarded as one of the greatest players of all time. On November 26th, the day after Maradona's death, Prince Nesta paid tribute to the soccer hero on the Sunny Side of Sports.
The world continues to mourn the dazzling, extraordinary football icon Diego Maradona, who died on Wednesday at the age of 60 at his home on the outskirts of Buenos Aires following a heart attack. Thousands of Argentina fans stood in long lines Thursday morning to file past his coffin at the presidential palace in Buenos Aires to pay their respects to a man regarded as one of the game's most gifted players. The Argentine boasted a rare combination of flamboyance, vision and speed that mesmerized fans. Born in a Buenos Aires shanty town, Maradona escaped the poverty of his youth to become a football superstar, considered by some to be even greater than Brazil's Pelé. The short and stocky Argentine compensated for lack of pace and occasional weight problems with his silky skills, agility, dribbling and passing, managing to score 259 goals in 491 matches. He also captained Argentina to the World Cup 1986 glory, as well as reaching the final in 1990. At the height of his club career at Napoli from 1984 to 1991, he helped the side win his only two Italian league titles. But he was also kicked out of the 1994 World Cup after being found guilty of doping. Here's Reuters reporter Adams Reed with more details.
Soccer World Cup winner and one of the sport's biggest icons, Diego Maradona, died on Wednesday. He suffered a heart attack at his home in the suburbs of Buenos Aires, less than a month after his 60th birthday and just weeks after undergoing brain surgery. Maradona is described by many as the best ever soccer player. His greatest achievement came at the 1986 World Cup, where he was instrumental in Argentina's eventual victory. In the quarter-final against England, he scored two of the most famous goals of all time. First came the notorious Hand of God, where he punched the ball into the net, followed by a sublime solo dribbling effort past most of the opposition before hitting the target. But his career also suffered tremendous lows, starting with defeat in the final of the 1990 World Cup. That was followed by a failed drug test at the tournament 4 years later in the United States, when Maradona was ultimately sent home in disgrace. Years of drug use, overeating and alcoholism punctured his stellar career. He nearly died of a cocaine-induced heart failure in 2000. Maradona's club career saw him win trophies in his native Argentina with Boca Juniors, in Spain with Barcelona, and most famously in Italy with Napoli, where he is still held in great affection. He also edged out his great Brazilian rival Pelé to be named FIFA's Player of the Century.
That's Reuters reporter Adam Reed reporting on the life and times of football legend Diego Maradona. Football analysts and stakeholders around the world reacted to the death of the former Argentina captain. Emmanuel Amunike is the former Tanzania men's national football team coach and one-time African Footballer of the Year. He spoke with reporter Mike Mbonye about his memories of Diego Maradona.
It is very unfortunate that we have lost one of the greatest players that have ever played this game called football, and whom I think that have, you know, brought a lot of joy to the heart of millions of fans all over the world. It's a sad day to the family of footballers and football in general. Well, may his soul rest in peace and God bless him for all he has done to, you know, to bring good memories during his playing days.
You played against Argentina at the USA 94 World Cup when Maradona was their captain. What are your memories of him?
Well, as a kid growing up and watching the World Cup, I think the first time I saw Maradona was the Mexico World Cup. And after that, you know, everybody tried to emulate and become Maradona. And then growing up and then having the privilege in 94 to play against him in the same group in the World Cup with Nigeria, I think for me it's a great team. And Maradona, like, commands a lot of respect in the team, and his teammates, they all respect him, they believe in him. And what else we can say is just to say God bless him for the talent that God gave him, and also God keep his soul. May his soul rest in peace.
Do you think Africa can produce a player like Maradona in the future?
Well, Maradona is Maradona. I don't think there will ever be any player that will look alike like Maradona. It's only Messi that looks like Maradona, but Messi is different, Maradona is different. I think everybody come into this world with different unique and different way of doing things. And it's a privilege that during our time we have been able to watch him and witness what he's capable of doing as a player and what he has done as a player. Well, may he so rest in peace.
That was former Tanzanian men's national football team coach Emmanuel Amunike, and he spoke with reporter Mike Mbonye on the phone from Santander, Spain.
Sporty greetings. This is Emmanuel Amunike, former Nigerian player, former Tanzanian coach. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Many thanks. Remain blessed and stay safe. God bless you.
I'm bringing it's Nestor, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Still on the Maradona beat, previews from across the world of soccer pouring in for the Argentine, who was widely regarded as one of the greatest ever to play the sport. Former teammates, clubs and opponents took to social media to pay their respect. Six-time Ballon d'Or winner Lionel Messi said, and I quote, "It is a very sad day for all Argentines and football. He leaves us, but he does not go because he is eternal. I'm left with many of the nice moments we shared, and I want to send my condolences to all his family and friends. Rest in peace." Brazilian legend Pelé said, and I quote, "Sad news today. I've lost a dear friend and the world has lost a legend. There's much more to say, but for now may God give his family strength. One day I hope we'll play soccer together in the sky." Five-time Ballon d'Or winner and Juventus forward Cristiano Ronaldo tweeted, and I quote, "Today I say goodbye to a friend and the world says goodbye to an eternal genius. One of the best ever, an unparalleled magician. He leaves too soon, but leaves a legacy without limits, and a void that will never be filled. Rest in peace, S. You'll never be forgotten." Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola said, and I quote, "There was a banner in Argentina one time I read years ago. It said, 'It doesn't matter what you have done with your life, it matters what you have done with our lives.' There are few incredible players in all of history. He's one of them. For people of our generation, the World Cup in 1986 in Mexico was something which made this sport better." FIFA President Gianni Infantino said, and I quote, "What Diego has done for football, for making all of us fall in love with this beautiful game, is unique. It is as it is, simply immense." Real Madrid coach and former France star Zinedine Zidane said, and I quote, "It is a huge loss for the world in general and for the world of football. I have the 1986 World Cup engraved in my head." 20-time Grand Slam tennis champion Rafael Nadal said, and I quote, "Today the world of sports and football in particular has a whole, one of the greatest athletes in history left us." Basketball legend Magic Johnson said, and I quote, "The world lost one of the greatest soccer players that ever lived, Diego Maradona. It was one of the thrills of my life when I got to meet him. Rest in peace, my friend. My prayers go out to his family." Former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson tweeted, and I quote, "The hand of God, Maradona, has left us. In 1986, we both won our championships. They used to compare the two of us. He was one of my heroes and a friend. I respected him so much. He'll greatly be missed." French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe tweeted, and I quote, "Rest in peace, legend. You'll stay in the history of football forever. Thanks to you for all the pleasure you gave to the whole world." Manchester City striker Sergio Aguero was once married to Maradona's youngest daughter Giannina. Both men enjoyed success with Argentina and scored 75 goals for their country between them. Aguero is also the father of Maradona's first grandson, Benjamin, tweeted a tribute to his former father-in-law after playing in City's Champions League victory on Wednesday, saying, and I quote, "We're never going to forget you. You're always with us. Gracias, Diego. Rest in peace." Italy legend Franco Baresi, one of the best central defenders the game has ever produced, and the symbol of AC Milan's indomitable defense during the 90s, said his old opponent was quote-unquote the greatest of them all. "He made us suffer. He scored a ton of goals against us. Sometimes you fouled him. He took the blows but never complained. He was fair on the pitch. He was loved by his teammates because he did not let his greatness weigh, and by the people who went to the stadium for the emotions he gave." Arsenal playmaker and World Cup winner Mesut Ozil tweeted, and I quote, "Very sad news. One of the best number 10 the world of football has ever seen has passed away. You will be missed, legend. Rest in peace." Argentina's president Alberto Fernandez also commented on Maradona's passing, saying, and I quote, "You took us to the top of the world. You made us immensely happy. You were the greatest of all. Thanks for having existed, Diego. We'll miss you for life." End of quote. Rest in peace, Diego Maradona. We loved you, but God loved you more. Till we meet again.
And thanks to Prince Nesta for that Diego Maradona tribute package. And that wraps up the December 16th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.